You take Tipperary. Tip have 5 minors, 4 under 21s, which is, you know, 9 to Galway's 19 since 1990. But again, Galway just the one senior, and Tip have 5. And even Limerick, 0 minor. They have 5 under 21s to Galway's 19. And then it's 2 senior for, Limerick.
And
yeah.
if you put in there the Club All Ireland, you'll find Galway have won more Club All Ireland than a lot of them counties. Club All Ireland, yeah. So you're picking that as well. Like, that's what I'm saying. The stats don't read well at senior level. So therefore, like, the management or the board then in Galway would want to be looking closely at what's happening between that, you know, between the underage and club success to the county success. It's not coming through. So there's something wrong. So we're not blaming anyone, but they have to look at it, and that's what they have to work on.
It's a bit of a mystery. What would be your theory?
Well, my theory would be, like, that maybe they're just not looking closely enough at fellas how they're going. Like, you know, if a guy isn't playing well and he's still being picked, like, you need to pick on form. That's a name that's not known well and good, like, you know. And I would love to see a lot more kind of in-house development matches. Even, say, starting when the club is over now, start to say, have been in 14 to Athenry or Galway, let them have 2 15s and the club sub there a match every weekend, and pick the guys that are playing well. And the lads that don't want to come in, well, they stay at home. You know, it's as simple as that. Like, you have to have lads hungry and wanting to win, and, like, really to win. And look, it's not an easy to win, but it takes a lot of sacrifice. But you, there's nobody going through the motions. You have to bust the gut to win, and wear the jersey really. But, like, there is plenty of talent. I wouldn't be a bit afraid. There's plenty of talent. It's just a matter of digging them out. They're there and go look at them. And you could get a good fella from an intermediate or junior club. It's important to search the clubs. They're all there, really. Like, these young fellas that you're talking about winning, they're not going away to America, Australia. They're all in college somewhere, or they're all around, you know. So it's a matter of digging them out and getting them wanted to play and make it attractive for them to play, that they want to get in there into that senior dressing room.
It's very easy to say of this current batch, well, geez, they only won one, they should have won more. But they were a great team, very likable team in many ways as well.
Ah, yeah, they were great. Look at that. They don't owe anything to anyone. They were brilliant hurlers and still are. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel sorry that they haven't won more, but they were in hard luck along the way. And you're going to meet great teams. You can be luckier and lucky. But, like, if you're over a team, you can't keep going to the well with the same guys if they're not delivering. You have to change something. You know what I mean? Either they go or you go. You have to bite the bullet, really. You know, and that, like, I would always take example looking at Brian Cody and Kilkenny. Like, if you look at the icons that have gone off his team, the likes of the Henry Shefflin's got the modern Henry Shefflin, Tommy Welch, J.J. Delaney, Jackie Tyrrell, they're all gone. Did their job, won their matches, won it hard, won it fair, and they've all slipped off. And another lad, like, really, when you put on a county jersey, you're going to represent it as best you can, but you're only holding it to pass it on in a better position to the next guy. It isn't yours for life, like, you know what I mean? To me, Kilkenny, if you're looking at a template, that's what I'd be looking at, how they do it. Like, you know, and they are the most successful when you look at it. They haven't won as many minor until they won lately, but, like, what Brian Cody and his managers have done, like, it's unreal, really.
I have a clip here of James Skehely. He was speaking on the show at the weekend after the defeat, and he was, I guess, like we should do as well here, making note of the fact that Joe Canning broke Henry's record. So here's a clip of James Skehely speaking afterwards about Joe Canning.
The big thing today was Joe thankfully got the record, which was a great feat to have for him, and, like, congratulations to him. But I think, let's say, I'm not sure how much time he has left in the Galway jersey. You look at the team as a whole, the panel as a whole, I think it's in need of rejuvenation. I think it's in need of an injection of youth, whereby we need to take some of these minors that we've won the last four of, or three or four, and integrate them into the team sooner rather than later, and try build a team, not for today or tomorrow, but I think for a couple of years' time. And that's important. I think if we keep going with the clientele we have at the moment, we'll get probably similar results as we had today. I honestly don't know where the result came out of. Like, we look at their league form, so championship form was chalk and cheese. So I'm not sure what evidence, you know, there was shown today to tell you that the same group or the same players can challenge for an Ireland next year. So I think there's going to be a lot of soul searching done. The guys in the team who have been there for 10, 12 years, you know, they'll probably look at their situation, and they look at the team, and they'd say, am I going to put in this much effort for 12 more months? Is there an Ireland in this team? When you're facing the likes of, you know, Limericks, and you're facing the Corks, who have all the youth coming through, and they're there to stay, I think there's going to be a lot of questions asked. But I'd say there could be 3 or 4 timers in Galway at this stage.
Yeah, you can sense the disappointment. So Joe Canning's going to be on our breakfast show tomorrow, so we'll get a sense of what he's thinking. But I'm sort of surprised as well, Cyril, the amount of people saying, well, is it the end of the road for Joe Canning. I mean, he's still only 32. I know he's been on this road a long time, but surely there's a few more years in Joe, or is there?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're going over goal at the moment, you'll be keeping, okay, you might play him every game. But you look at, he's good enough to play in any team. And, like, he's a fantastic hurler, one of the best Galway ever. The best three, like, you know, the top, when you think of it in my time, the likes of John Conley, the likes of Joe Cooney, you know, Joe Canning, they're all GSCs. It's kind of ironic, really. But Joe is still, like you saw there in the last, after the last water break, Leicester, like, he pinned passes, cut balls out there, and he pinned passes that no one would probably be able to do. Like, he picked out the likes of Jason Flynn for two goals. I could spun them hard and give them great. He still has a future if he wants to, like, you know. Again, they mightn't have to use him, like, and James was referring there to the league. You see, the league this year, when there's no relegation, the league was only, to me, this was only like opening the pitch, kind of an exhibition matches, and you couldn't be reading too much in it. And, like, we didn't carry our form into it, but, like, maybe we were looking, maybe well, with the horses or manager were looking too much at the league, thinking the form is good. Other teams were trying out, you know, everyone was trying out that as well. But, like, it wasn't only me about if lads, you know, whoever's over the team next year, like, whoever they pick, there's plenty of guys. But, like, you still need the best guys in there, like, and Joe Cannon will be one of them. Now, look, I don't always say when it's anything about retiring, a good player can retire three times, and, you know, if you know what I mean, because even if they retire, if they're good enough, the manager usually go after them again and entice them back for summer hurling, maybe not the winter trade, you know what I mean? Mm. All you want out of the likes of Joe, maybe bring them with 20 minutes to go, it'd be great impact. So if you wanted to do that, like, he's good enough, like, he's still a good hurler. He's not old in age, but he has a lot of hurling done, because even his young age, for Thumbna, like, you know, he won County Cups and he won All-Ireland at about 17. Remember one of the days against Rock for Galway? I don't know what he scored. It was unreal. Like, and even though the Galway didn't win, so it's kind of the first, I suppose, viewing of Joe as a county team. But, like, I've seen this guy under eight for Thunder. Like, I'm sure the scores he gets are unreal. And, like, the players would look up to him, you know. Like, I don't know what he's going to do. Entirely up to himself. But yeah. He makes a good point there. A lot of them lads are moving on and probably building houses and getting married. It's a completely different thing when you're kind of going to college and care for you having to care in the world. You know, now some of them would have, so that's a good idea. But that's all down the road. To be, I wouldn't, if I was manager or players, I'd be hoping no one to make a rash decision, just take a nice, you know, to go back to their clubs now and get ready for the clubs and, you know, take the time of making a decision, like going into the winter months after a while. And, you know, when the summer comes again, it's a different ballgame. And, you know, like, the ball is flying, and with the help of God, we'll be doing the same thing again next summer. But there's big decisions to be made. But I wouldn't go, like, okay, when you lose, I want to shoot the manager and shoot the players. That's not the way to go about it. You ever just, you know, you have to plan it out, and there's no need to make any rash judgments or rash decisions like this now straight away.
Yeah. So again, Canning, he surpasses Henry Shefflin's record all-time top scorer in the championship. I mean, they're two serious operators. It's funny you mentioned the Portumna stuff. I'd say you've seen some great scores out of him, because, you see, my first memory of Canning is when he burst on the scene against Cork as a young fella. But sure, I think he'd made his Portumna debut at 15.
Yeah, sure, yeah, he was unreal. I remember a college game when we had him in LIT. He was unreal, brilliant at that. I mean, he took a line ball, put it just wide, and went wide the near side, and kind of set him at half time. Gee, Joe, I said, look, he was the wide the far side, get it across the goal. So the same thing the second half, which the same position, but playing the other way, so he could it over the cross, over the middle of the cross, and kind of looked at him and say, here, there's for you now. Like, he just says, he has phenomenal scale, 21-yard frees, like, you know, he has all them things that just comes natural to him. But, like, he grew up in a hurling family. Like, you know, his father hurled for years with Portumna and Climber, a good, tough, hard hurler, and all the brothers hurled with Portumna. Like, I'm sure Ollie was probably one of the best cornerbacks that, if not the best cornerback that Galway ever produced, and was very unlucky not to win in All-Ireland. Like, so he would be steeped in coming up as a young lad in hurling, and he'd been at all the sessions with Ollie training for the minors under 21. Joe being there as a young lad, pucking back, he'd be always with him, you see. So, like, you know, he had it from an early age, and he just developed a phenomenal skill. Like, you have players at the moment like Pat Hogg and these guys, Tony Kelly, you know, they're unbelievable. TJ Reid, like, they come every maybe 5 or 10 years, kind of unreal hurlers. Same with Jamie Cannon, came down with Tipperary. Like, these guys, the McGraths, they just have so much skill that they can do things, and then you're expecting them to do every day. And sometimes that doesn't happen if that's shooting, but you just can't do that. You just, you have to realize what the lads are given. Anyone can have a bad day, but, like, to me, Joe Cannon is one of the greatest hurlers ever. Go down the same as King Henry Shefflin or these guys, you know, they're up there at the top rank.
Yeah, he sure is. Hopefully we get a few more years of him. So Dublin Cork at the weekend, and we have Tipperary against Waterford, and I guess the shadow which looms over the whole championship is Limerick, who were awesome in that second half, obviously, against Tipperary. Of all the teams left in the championship, Cyril, who do you feel is most likely to cause Limerick a bit of trouble, or, like, what style of hurling might rattle Limerick a touch, or can anyone come close?
Well, you see, Tip showed, like, what, the first half they out-hurled them. lovely wrist, kind of better hands than Limerick, made Limerick look ordinary, if you know what I mean. In the second half, they were blown out. So you're inclined to think of the second half, forget about the first half. Oh, but you go back to our old friends from Kilkenny. Like, he was, like, playing Limerick to win the beat was the 2 years in the semi-final. He will meet Limerick head-on. Like, you know, they wouldn't be as athletic as Limerick. They wouldn't have the big names yet. But, like, I see this, like, last year in Kilkenny, they were shouting for Brian Cody to go.
Yeah.
A lot of so, like, and for now, like, he's in part to win the league with Galway. He's won the Leinster title. And if he keeps going, he's going to win All-Ireland. So he's going to have a lot of All-Stars if these guys win All-Ireland. And some of these guys said a few years ago against Westmeath, with all due respect, some were beaten under 21 with Eddie Brinton over the team. So, like, you know, like, what he's doing to me is phenomenal with hurlers that haven't won big time, but they're good hurlers. And they have them with Billy Hale, and they have their club championships very strong. Like, and he'll work. They will be hard to beat no matter who they play, like, no matter who plays them. And I would think, like, Limerick, you know, I suppose it's Limerick to lose, if I want to say it that way. Like, they are the benchmark at the moment. And, you know, they would feel they could be going, instead of going for 2-0 or 3-0, because Kilkenny caught them and the field were caught. But, like, that's Kilkenny. You kind of know what you're going to get every day. They're consistent. They'll die on their back. You can hit them hard and take the belt and get up and drive on. That's their mantra. It's the same thing you're going to get of all the teams. And they're usually, even underage, very good in the air. That's one, you know what I mean. Yeah. Which Limerick are as well, but which a lot of other counties aren't.
What do you think Cody does with these lads when he gets them?
Well, I'd say, like, if you're talking about, you see, he assumes and presumes bringing them in that they're able to hurl. But then when he gets them in, there's no secret. He molds them in the way he wants to mold them, and they play his kind of way. And, like, again, you know, he'd have internal matches, and they'd be fairly hardy. And, like, if you got a few stitches, well, you'd play on. Like, unless it was very bad, you'd be expected to play on. You wouldn't be expected to kind of go crying and come back tomorrow evening. That's not the way it works there. And it kind of makes the privilege, you know, to get into that dressing room. That's the big thing. It makes it sacrament kind of to get in there and then kind of to have that bond in the dressing room. And they're not going to win everything. But by God, you'll know you're in a game with them. Like, and you're always playing them, to me anyway. Even the other night they played Galway in a minor game, minor 21, Galway well up under 21. Next thing, and then they were holding on. The final whistle want to be gone, and you want to be going for the gate with Kilkenny before it is over. They have that die-hard attitude. And, like, when they go in and start at the beginning of the year, they're not hoping to do well. They believe they're good enough to win the All-Ireland. That's their belief. Whereas a lot of other counties, they'd be hoping things would turn out. They believe they're good enough, you know. And whoever follows Brian Cody in time, whoever follows him, is going to have a tough act to follow. Because, like, he has that discipline in him to do it his way or the highway, whichever you want to like. You know, if you don't like it, well, go and lump it.
Yeah. And so I say this with all due respect, genuinely, because, like, they're still savage players, I'm sure. But are you sort of saying this bunch he has now, like, in comparison with the riches of Limerick or the other counties, are probably a level down, but he's getting something out of them?
Well, I think last year he performed a miracle with what he had. And I think now, like, if he keeps going where he's going, he's going to turn these guys into all-stars. I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but all of a sudden, if they won another round, they'll be just as hard to beat as the so-called great teams of Kilkenny, because they have that tradition, they have that belief. You know what I mean? They have that in them. Now, it's up to Limerick and the rest, whoever is in there, like Limerick, and see who's left. Cork, lovely running game. You know, if you give them space, if you give them room to dance, they'll dance. Waterford, very running game. And even the weekend, like, I wouldn't expect them Waterford to get an easy game, you know, against Tip.
Yeah.
To be hard. But even Dublin against Cork. Cork will be hot favourites there. But I think Dublin is well organised on the Metacini. It won't be as easy as people think. You know what I mean? They will play a certain style of crowd out the middle, and they'll stay in the game as long as they can and make it physical. You know, because again, if you give room to Cork, they'll look lovely and they'll love a shootout with OK Crowd. They won't do that way. Whereas the other game, like in the league game, Waterford ran through Tip with pace. So Tip will try to, the way to stop them is to get, don't let them have the ball. If they have the ball, stop it at force. Don't let them force that run, because they'll all come from deep, the half back line, column line, this is, you know, Jamie Barron. They'll come and have overlaps coming in. Like, so it's intriguing. Like, and, you know, there's going to be great battles, and the big thing now is there's a great prize, because the winner up to now, most of the matches the winner was still training, say Tuesday evening. That's all gone after last weekend. The winner takes it all now, and you're into a semi-final. Only one, anything can happen. You get that far, they'll all believe they can win, no matter who's in there, and they get win into that level. Even the last day with Limerick beating Cork, well, like, Cork missed a terrible lot of goals, missed points, and you can't afford to let against Limerick. But you'll find, even though they do that, Limerick are improving with every game. You know, the last day, like, they came back, you know, to prove themselves a great team to come back from that against Tipperary. And, like, you know, they got some fantastic scores. That's going to set them up. But they wouldn't want to fall as far behind again. Like, John Kiley won't want them to fall that far behind and have to come from that deep again.
Well, listen, great to have the games back. Lovely to have you on, Cyril Farrell. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Pleasure is mine.